The question was asked, the Torah says, "V'achalta v'savata v'achta, you will eat, you will be satiated, and you will bless." Does that mean there's a commandment to be satiated? So we have to know that not everything it says in the Torah is a commandment. Every so often, one of my kids will be acting wild, and we'll say, calm down. And they have this joke where they'll look at us and say, the Torah says, "Vayita mishuga." There is a verse. The Torah in the curses says that things will be so bad, you'll go crazy from the plights you'll see. So the Torah isn't commanding you, "Vayita mishuga," you should be crazy. The Torah is recounting something. So the kids like to play that game, you know. Torah says, "Vayita mishuga," I should be crazy. So not every verse in Torah is a commandment, right? Some verses are a commandment, and some verses are a commandment that's incumbent. Not every commandment is incumbent. Sometimes there are commandments which are optional. For example, if you want to wear a four-cornered garment, you have the commandment to wear tzitzit on that four-cornered garment. If you want to live in a house, you have the commandment to have a mezuzah. You don't have to buy a house in order to put on a mezuzah, but if you're going to live in a house, then you have the commandment to put on a mezuzah. So we have commandments that are reshut, mitzvah, chovah, three levels of commandments. And then we have things that the Torah says they are conditional. If you have this, then you'll have that. V'achalta v'savata, if you eat and be satiated, uverachta, then you're commanded to bless. So the Torah isn't commanding you to eat. The Torah isn't commanding you to be satiated. The Torah is saying, if you'll fulfill these details, these preconditions, you'll eat and you'll be satiated, then you're commanded, uverachta, you will bless Hashem. We bless Hashem even if we're not full. That's the rabbinic institution, that whenever you eat a kezait or a kebeitza, you make an after blessing. We generally, after a kezait, we're careful to eat, to make a birkat hamazon, even though we did not eat a volume that would satiate us. That we're still obligated to make an after blessing.